Well, before we actually get into, because of course Baha'u'llah's actual birthday is tomorrow, but being the week that is themed around his birthday, I thought that it might be nice to explore first the unknowable nature of God, because as we know, we recognize these special messengers as God's representatives on earth when they come throughout time. So I thought that it might be good to explore the unknowable nature of God before we look at the messengers that he sends to help us get to know him better. Well, in the early days of our species, human beings would locate God in the physical world around them, perhaps worshipping a mountain, a river, an unusually shaped tree, or an oddly shaped rock. In modern times, while we see the divine in the beauties of nature, we also find God both inside ourselves and other people, and also beyond the limits of the material universe. Abdu'l-Bahá, son of Baha'u'lláh, the founder of the Baha'i Faith, reminds us how different scriptures tell us that man is made in God's image, yet the essence of God is incomprehensible to the human mind, for the finite understanding cannot be applied to this infinite mystery. So if human beings can't know the essence of God, how can we build a relationship with him? Well, obviously we can take joy in his creation and connect with him through prayer. But the founders of world religions provide their followers with a more personal connection to God. They've been chosen to reveal God's love and guidance to mankind. Perhaps when we look at Moses, Jesus, Muhammad, and Baha'u'llah, for example, and listen to their words, we're as close to knowing God as we can be in this world. It's often easy to dismiss what we can't understand. In the secular West, it's fashionable to ridicule those who believe in the existence of God. But I wonder exactly what kind of God it is which these ridiculers disbelieve. As his true essence is unknowable, whatever it is they've pictured God to be is going to be a product of their imagination. And well, if that's the case, I guess it's not something religious people would believe in either.